the American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. In the back that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
We're back, hour two, ladies and gentlemen, of the National Intel Report on Tax Day. That's right, April 15th, 2005. And it's not a big concern of mine because I don't pay the mobsters their protection money. Enough said on that issue. Everybody else is lined up in H&R Block right now and probably going to crowd the post offices this afternoon trying to get their tax returns off. You poor people. And of course, you'll hear the news media is telling you, oh, there could be fines and penalties, and you could even go to jail. Well, I know the law, and I know who's supposed to pay the income tax, and it ain't me. So if you want to, last night I was just having conversations. This is off the mark. My guest today, Dr. Ted Norris and Diana Novak, an activist for some 30 years, and we're talking about the Codex Alimentarius it's just creeping over this country, folks, the control and the power brokers and the greedy ones. This is the coup d'etat for the pharmaceutical cartel out there. What I would consider to be anymore, nothing better than a mob, basically. That's exactly what's going on. And if you don't pay your extortion money to be part of this club, or you don't have a lot of money to get your specific product on an approved list by some bureaucrat, some faceless bureaucrat someplace, well, then you're out. But more importantly, it's the freedom of choice that people have and that they exercise now, today, anytime that they want, on any particular brand of whatever, to treat themselves, to go outside of that pharma cartel. Folks, the American Medical Association hasn't been sterling in their advances here in the medical sciences and the application thereof. It peaked at one time in this country. We were great guns. We had the best professional healthcare system on the entire planet, basically unfettered by government regulation. And it was treated as a business, but more importantly, there was a Hippocratic oath, first do no harm. And I remember the day that there were no insurance companies to speak of, and there was direct pay. Now we have the middleman. Now we have people who are tacking on and making it the one thing that people need in the time of their life, in dire situations in many cases, is medical help. But you've got to pay through the nose now. Insurance companies, malpractice suits, any number of issues totally, all the time, driving up cost of our medical care in this country. So what's the solution? Well, when they screw it up bad enough, well, let's just nationalize it like Canada did. But what they're not telling you in Canada is over the age of 50, there's diseases that they won't treat. You're untreatable. Your tax-paying days are just about coming to an end. You're getting close to retirement. And quite frankly, there are other people that are more deserving of it, that are younger, that can be helped so they can stay in that system and keep grinding out those tax dollars to keep the whole mechanism just sloughing along. Wonderful setup, isn't it? We'll be back with our guests, Dr. Ted Norris, Diana Novak. And you can call us and join us on this issue. We're talking about Codex Alimentarius for all you people out there that like your health supplements. Guess what? If they have their way, you don't get them. And you have to go to a doctor to be prescribed what used to cost you a couple bucks. Can cost you many more times that. We'll be right back.
I can't believe it.
It's amazing.
something.
You have to care enough about yourself to want to do something.
If you're tired of feeling sick or run down, this truly is the answer. I have so much energy now.
It makes you feel good.
And it's all natural.
Everyone in my family takes Cardivite.
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 We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cardivite.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional two-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
A program note, another issue that I was talking about this week is the ongoing battle here with aspartame, a multi-billion dollar Monsanto product that is in everything that we're eating and drinking nowadays. And linking those to just one issue, one area, that's brain tumors. I'll have Dr. Betty Martini on next week to discuss the aspartame issue. And here's another issue, ladies and gentlemen. It's hot, it's contentious, but you're not hearing it on the medias. This has been going on. The furor has been raging in California for well over a year, but you're not hearing anything about it because there's too much money involved, and you're not hearing it on the mainstream medias. And when we get to a point in this country that what they decide to report on is stepping on somebody's toes, might hurt somebody financially, might damage somebody's political career and agenda, folks, the media itself has become totally useless, not only to itself, but used as a tool to disinform the American people. I mean, that is the sad tragedy today, and this is what we face. My guests today, Dr. Ted Norris and Diana Novak. Diana is an activist, has been for 30-some years. Dr. Ted Norris walked away from the medical industry. That's right. He turned into shingle, folks, if you will, in 1981, realizing that he was going to be in constant trouble because he was not plugged in firmly into that matrix, saw problems with it, and rather than face probably the eventuality, I guess you wouldn't argue with this doctor, that if you stepped on enough toes, that they would just come in and pull your license to practice anyhow.
Yeah, that's accurate. And basically, I didn't want to spend the time fighting them. I wanted to spend the time telling people what would work and what was right so that they could have some path they could go to. And so it seemed like as long as I was playing in their ballpark, I had to play by their rules, and they didn't seem like I wanted to obey those rules. So I seem to be here a different drummer. But now just a word or two that some people might not know about Codex. I want them to know that if Codex happens, and it will, unless we, as best I can tell, unless we actually pull out of the World Trade Organization. Although I've got to admit, you pointed out another one earlier, John, that really interests me, and that is redefining our food supplements so that they're not food supplements but have a separate category that could take them out. Now, that might be another strategy. I hadn't heard that one or thought about that one before, but it interests me.
Yeah, they're calling them the guidelines documents. And, you know, if you're on that approved list, then you don't have a problem. But as I see this, we have a big problem to begin with, because any time that we have governmental control, and this is an industry, this is a business like any other business, that once you get the governmental control in there, well, I'll give you an example. Nexium. Now, I had spent almost an entire show going through the different drugs and the manufacturers that manufactured the key ingredients in these drugs. And I was shocked and I was astounded. Just to give you an example, I had such a severe stomach problem here that, yeah, I went the pharmaceutical route. I tried the homeopathic approaches, and they were somewhat effective, but my problem was serious, so I went to a doctor, and he prescribed the purple pill that everybody sees advertised on the television set. Well, folks, I hope you recognize the cost of this. Now, the key ingredients are literally pennies for a prescription, the active ingredients in these drugs. But a 30-day prescription to Nexium, the little purple pill, well over $140. Now, why is that? Now, I'm not buying the thing that it's for our research and development. Look, you're in a business. If I'm going to create a product, I'm not going to charge my customers for their entire lives of the pleasure of doing business with me, because I'm going to exact my profits back out of them and then some on top of it all. No, I'm not buying that argument. These seniors, this is why they had to come in riding to the rescue to put in some price fixing or some pricing measures for the seniors, because, ladies and gentlemen, it was to a point these people didn't know whether to take their pills or maybe eat for that week. That's how serious it's becoming. And if you think that it's bad right now with the control mechanisms they have in place, you just wait worldwide until they set up the scam and see what happens to your drug prices or anything that they consider not to be pharmaceutical but yet controlled by them. Folks, it's about money, and it's going to be cost prohibitive to even be healthy. And then supposedly, and this is the real irony, guys, that, you know, we're doing this for the public's good and the public's health. Well, an educated public can make their own decisions. And it's almost as if we are school children. We don't have the ability to think things through rationally and to make our own decisions. So therefore, you know, let's rename the government. We used to call him Uncle Sam. Well, let's just call him Mummy now, because so many people are dependent on Mummy anymore that they cannot break away. And then that's another sad aspect of this. Would my guest here agree today?
Yes, totally.
Yes.
Totally.
And what you need to know is that it's always Mommy and Daddy putting very unhealthy things in form of this codex. Genetically modified foods, genetically modified organisms are unlabeled, are permissible at all times and in all supplements and all foods. Under this, toxic residues of all kind are set much higher than even the industry recommends, and that's acceptable under Codex. Irradiated food is mandated in order for a control mechanism to make it safe, they tell us. Well, that's highly controversial. Most people believe that that irradiated food is not at all safe, at least the people that I've respected, and the only thing that you can really take to stop all those free radicals, once you've had all that irradiated food, is massive antioxidants. that's going to be illegal or under Codex. So over and over, not just the cost items, and even a small amount of, say, zinc, well, is going to go from $4 to over 50, or it has in the two nations where it's been implemented already. And that's not counting the doctor's prescription it takes to get it. So you cannot have, nothing natural can be in these supplements or these vitamins or minerals under Codex. If it's not synthetic, it's illegal. I mean, it's pretty horrendous, the things that are specific. And that's not even talking about the things that are absolutely eliminated that you won't be able to get anymore.
Well, and I wanted to run quickly through the bills here. Legislative protection that gives consumers in the United States access to dietary supplements is the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act of 1994. Now, a number of senators and members of Congress in Washington are working to reverse some or all of these protections. Last year, the 108th Congress session of Congress, a number of bills were introduced that caused concerns among those who use supplements. Now, it's expected that these bills will be reintroduced into the current 109th session in the April-May timeframe, with serious committee hearings in the following months. While the bill numbers will be different, the content is expected to be very, very similar, as it always is. Now, the few of the bills to watch for are the Dietary Supplement Safety Act, and that was Senate 722. Now, this bill would amend the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act to require that manufacturers of dietary supplements submit to the FDA reports on adverse experiences with dietary supplements. Now, opponents are questioning whether the dietary supplement, these supplements need to be held to a higher standard than the drugs would be. Now, would it be fair to have a supplement taken off the market based on one negative reaction while a drug can remain available even if it harms many people? And let me point out, folks, Vioxx causing heart problems in people, aspartame, tumors, I mean, you name it, but that stuff's still on the market. Another one, the Dietary Supplement Access and Awareness Act, that was H.R. 3377. We don't know what it is at this moment. Now, this bill would grant the FDA authority to regulate supplements in the same way that it regulates over-the-counter drugs. Now, and you just mentioned this, Doctor. Opponents are concerned that this is working toward the day when you would need a doctor's prescription to get a vitamin and mineral supplement. You know, this could be very dangerous for you. Now, the Safe Food Act of 2004, that was Senate Bill 2910. This bill would create a new federal food safety agency. 10 separate federal agencies handling various food matters would be combined into one. Now, this sounds like an efficient administrative approach. However, the bill stated that the term food would not include dietary supplements. If not food, what's left? Drugs? So there's a lot of shenanigans going on here, and it has to be stopped. I mean, because what we're seeing here is the government glad-handing with the companies, getting us into these treaties or passing laws or whatever the case may be. And you said it earlier, Doctor, to make it illegal. What was perfectly legal yesterday, you've got to have a permission, signed permission slip. Otherwise, you're in violation. You could be fined or you could go to jail.
Now, yes, I would like to mention the ones in Texas, too. Texas, I think, is going to be extremely pivotal as a state. But Senate Bill 989, which was actually vetoed by George Bush a few years ago, but it's been reintroduced. It's also House Bill 1091. Well, that's making only they're going to license the nutritionists and the clinical and the dietitians under another bill. That's Senate Bill 1209 and House Bill 2019 in Texas. So if you want your only information to come with the imprimatur or the stamp of approval of the allopathic medical monopoly, and that's what you're going to have if these bills go through. Only nutritionists that come from that medical model and that medical mindset. And I don't think they deserve that.
Well, see, there's a bill right now that's similar to this bill, Senate Bill 989, which is in Health and Human Service Committee now, in Florida, which a woman was arrested, handcuffed, and searched and put in prison and released on a $10,000 bail for practicing nutritional consulting without a license. And that's what's going to happen to us in Texas if this Senate Bill 989 and 1209 passed.
Yeah, it could be if you're in possession of Flintstone vitamins without a prescription, that could be just as bad as having crack cocaine.
We don't need
these. We'll be right back. We're up against the break.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Donno Cafe? Donno Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Donno Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Back. Let's go and take one final caller here with my guest, Dr. Ted Norris and Diana Novak. Bill in Texas. Hello, Bill.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir.
I'm wondering if this comes past Kodak you were talking about. It's kind of like, I was looking at it in the light of what happened with Prohibition. I mean, Prohibition forced the production and sale and smuggling of alcohol in this country, and I suspect that we'll see a lot more of that go underground.
Yeah,
I already know people that go to other countries to get drugs right now. I mean, drugs that are sold as prescriptions in this country, over the counter in other countries. I live in Texas, obviously. Mexico is an obvious source. I mean, how much further will they go before they realize that They're exacerbating the problem?
Well, and that's an interesting point. As you were describing that, I got this mental vision here of having to buy your monthly supply of one-a-day vitamins from some guy in some dimly lit back alley someplace.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that is a possibility, because any time that they do regulate and they close down an entire segment or a market of a product, that's exactly what does happen.
It forces the whole thing underground. I mean, I'd hate to have to go to Juarez just to get a bottle of vitamins.
But see, and that also works to their advantage, and they know that's going to happen, so they need more enforcement to enforce their rules and regulations, and it just further empowers them and entrenches that power.
Yeah. I'll always remember, who will watch the watchers?
There you go. Who's watching the watchers watching the watchers? That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah, Bill, anything else?
No, I was going to say I wanted to hear what your guest had comments on that in light of past history.
Very good.
See, I'm a little pessimistic about it. Once you start taking the 160 most industrialized nations of the world, the ones that really have the chemistry to extract these natural products, or even, I'm not always opposed to synthetics, but you know, even refine them. I don't think you're going to be able to get them from Mexico. They're part of World Trade Organization, or nor Canada, nor many of the countries that we've often thought that we could get them even on the black market. I think one will develop, but not nearly as sophisticated as what we've got. And there are a lot of good options out there. People who have found nutritional supplements that are highly effective, and it just won't be that rich if it's existent at all.
Well, I guess I should. I think it's the yew tree that they extract aspirin from. Is it?
The bark
of the yew tree.
There's also willow trees that have acetylsalicylic acid in it.
No. Okay, great. That gives me a tip. I'll start planting willow trees.
All right, Bill. Hey, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
John, I'd love to put our email out there.
Please
so
do.
That people could be in touch with us, so we could help leverage their efforts some. And that's TexasHealthFreedom@yahoo.com. TexasHealthFreedom@yahoo.com. We'd love to have your name and your email address so we could talk to your senator and your representative, and we'd love for you to be writing them individually about these bills, and we'd love to use them if we could also. They will not ever be sold or given away, but we will use them everywhere we can to try to bring about health freedom.
Well, and that's TexasHealthFreedom.com?
No, TexasHealthFreedom@yahoo.com.
Oh, at yahoo.com.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. That's why I always repeat that, because I usually make a mistake. All right. And, Diana, I wanted to tell you that our webmaster will be contacting you, and we'll get you that page together and organized so you guys have a website that you can direct people to.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for having us on.
Well, I appreciate both of you and what you're doing. And as I've always said, folks, many hands make for light work. You have to be involved. Roll up your sleeves. If not now, when? It may be already too late, and that's the sad statement. But I think anything that's put together by man can be disassembled by same and put together the right way. We've been doing it for thousands of years, and it looks like our lot in life to recreate what has gone by and then try to do it right the next time. But yeah, the conditions of man can be overcome by being involved, folks. We know what the mistakes are. We know why they're being made. But rather than sitting around and stewing in this, let's roll up our sleeves and get involved. And these fine folks are doing just that. They're spearheading this thing, and we greatly appreciate that. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
All righty. Dr. Ted Norris and Diana Novak, appreciate it. Having them on the program. And a program note, gosh, I put this lady off twice today. Today, Dr. Betty Martini, she will be, I'm going to try to schedule her out early next week, more than likely Tuesday. And we're going to talk about this aspartame issue. Something that's very deadly that's going on, that's in our soft drinks and in our kids' vitamins and in our processed foods and just everywhere. And it's killing people, folks. Multi-billion-dollar-a-year business, though. The consideration is the profit, not the health of the people. So we'll be delving into that issue next week. Coming up, this kind of dovetails. I'll get into the grotesque media distortion of the Minutemen at the border. Oh, yeah, don't you know they're all right-wing militia people down there just waiting to shoot somebody and start the second revolution or something. Now, we'll get the facts straight on that. And on the issue of propaganda, we've been talking about basically how people have been conditioned in this country. I'm going to give you some of the insight into one of the masters of that deception. And, well, you'll hear it right after this break. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Test media distortion of Minuteman at border. A right-wing militia patrolling the Mexican border to catch illegal immigrants is pitting some residents in favor of old-style frontier justice against critics who say the militiamen are a real threat. Well, that's some of the verbiage that's being heard on our news medias. Thus, reading the opening line from the Reuters article written by Tim Gaynor about the Minuteman Project, an all-volunteer effort being conducted in Arizona by a group of citizens to call attention to the problem of the porous border between the U.S. and Mexico. Gee, you'd think that President Bush would be all over this because of his war on terrorism and keeping these evil Al-Qaedas out of our country. You'd think that our border would have been sealed immediately. Not the case. Such colorful journalistic phrasings as the one that I just read you can be great for reeling in readers tantalized by the prospect of chaotic and violent skirmish between militant rightists, illegal aliens, and the U.S. Border Patrol. In reality, however, what the Minuteman Project is engaging in is more akin to a neighborhood watch than a lawless spree of vigilantism, so readers looking for journalistic accuracy ought to look elsewhere. Now, you have to wonder if Tim Gaynor either slept through or totally missed the first day of News Writing 101, which must have included at least some of a little tidbit about not writing biased or misleading lines. Now, given Tim's work for a cursory going over, one notices factual inaccuracies popping up like mushrooms in a cow dung patch. Now, for instance, consider the first words, a right-wing militia. The obvious question for Tim is, what makes the Minutemen either right-wing or militia? Right-wing smacks of negatively and infers an extreme degree of conservatism, but by those standards, it is overly conservative to want to see this simple enforcement of our country's immigration laws. As for militia, granted, the Minutemen took their name from a very famous one, but they're still not one themselves. A militia is basically defined as an organized group of citizen soldiers, but these Minutemen have no soldierly or military objectives at all. Now, skipping along a few words, we come to the old-style frontier justice, which suggests to readers that the right-wing militia is looking for some kind of violent showdown with the illegals. Now, in reality, the Minutemen have specifically stated that they will neither confront nor apprehend anyone themselves, but instead only report lawbreakers to the proper authorities. Now, the same could be said about the reference to vigilantes further on in that article. So, are you beginning to see the pattern here? We've just dissected basically one sentence from an article on a politically sensitive issue, and it absolutely reeks of misinformation and bias. And you can bet your sweet bippy that this wasn't just an aberration that fell through the cracks or an otherwise well-oiled journalistic machine that efficiently weeds out bad information. Mm-mm. Now, interestingly, the journalism problem and the border problem both have similar underlying causes. The reason the border problem is allowed to ceaselessly rage out of control, and the reason that people who want to change are branded by the media as right-wing, racist, militia, extremist, is because of the political correct thinking that rages out of control at all levels of society, even, unfortunately, all the way up to the highest offices in this country. Now, that thinking says that if we can crack down on the southern border, it might be offensive to members of what is non-white ethnic groups, and that wouldn't be kosher no matter how many millions of them blatantly violate our laws and sovereignty. Now, the Minuteman Project would be like to shatter the imbecilic paradigm into tiny irretrievable pieces before illegal crossings become so numerous and crowded that bin Laden himself could waltz across the border unnoticed amongst the multitudes. As sensible as that should sound to any rational person, it will be fought every step of the way by the ACLU, the United States Border Patrol, hordes of American politicians, El Presidente de Mexico, and a myriad of others. Now, first, the ACLU, America's most infuriating gaggle of lawyers, is looking for any excuse to slap a lawsuit on the Minutemen, warning that they might come to Arizona as vigilantes and end up leaving as defendants. Of course, illegal aliens can flood into Arizona until doomsday and never be looked upon as defendants by the ACLU, but rather an innocent economic migrants just looking for honest work. ACLU of Arizona spokesman Ray Ybarra went so far as to say that the very presence of the Minutemen on the border constitutes unlawful imprisonment of undocumented migrants. Give me that again. Straight jacketed bedlamites in rubber rooms routinely make more sensible statements. Now, the U.S. Border Patrol has its own complaints, among them that the Minutemen had inadvertently set off devices placed in the desert that are designed to detect illegals. Well, sure, there's a big problem. The normally stellar performance of the Border Patrol is being loused up by a bunch of klutzy interfering vigilantes setting off false alarms in a system that is otherwise so efficient that only a million or two illegals cross the border every year unimpeded. Now, American politicians are scared witless of offending Hispanic voters and El Presidente down there in Mexico, that's right, Mr. Fox. They're not about to do anything to stem the flow of illegals from his own country to the U.S. since they provide the single biggest source of money for his basket case of a country. Yeah, these innocent little migrants totaling some 30 million illegals into this country? Oh, man. How would Presidente Fox feel if 30 million Americans just walked across the southern border into his country and took over? He wouldn't like it, would he? But see, that kind of logic doesn't fit these politicians. Now, aligned with everything and everyone else against the Minuteman Project is a vicious Central American gang known as the MS-13, which has reportedly made threats against the Minuteman for daring to bring attention to the border problem and possibly, by the way, messing up their smuggling operations. A perfect illustration of the problem is the leader of the gang, who has been arrested 8 times since 2001, deported on numerous occasions, but keeps coming back as if instead of having to cross sovereign national borders with some sort of legal restriction, he's traveling from Peoria on a motoring trip to the Wisconsin Dells. I mean, this guy comes into the country, gets arrested, routinely thrown out, comes right back. Why? Because he can. That's why. Now, make no mistake about this, ladies and gentlemen. There's bedlam down on the border, and for various perverse reasons. Nobody in authority wants to do anything about it. The Minuteman Project, despite the grotesque inaccuracies and caricatures in the media, stands some sliver of a chance of inspiring a change. If something doesn't change, however, someday we'll be looking back on 2005 as the good old days before things really got out of hand. Now, Greg Strange is a freelance writer of humor and social commentary. His columns have appeared in Atlanta Constitution, Christian Science Monitor, and Comic Relief Magazine, of all places. He's a regular columnist for Ether Zone, and that is who wrote that story. A little bit of humor in there, but it illustrates the point, doesn't it? Yeah, they're not interested in doing anything about it. And we as people are an embarrassment to our government, folks. Why? Because they're not doing the job that they say that they're there to do. So who's left to do it? That's right, us. And then when we finally take an action, we're lambasted from every judge or, you know, state senator or governor or news media whore or whomever it is. I mean, it's just really not a problem. It's just a minor setback and an inconvenience. Don't worry about it. Looky, looky over here. What's going on over here? Don't pay attention to what's going on behind the curtain. It doesn't matter. Come on. You're just all a bunch of paranoid wingnuts out there. My goodness. Well, that's propaganda, folks. What I've been talking about is propaganda. Propaganda is the means and must therefore be judged with regard to its end. Let's see if you recognize this piece. It must consequently take a form calculated to support the aim which it serves. It is also obvious that its aims can vary in importance from the standpoint of a general need, and that the inner value of the propaganda will vary accordingly. Now, the function of propaganda does not lie in the scientific training of the individual, but in the calling the masses' attention to certain facts, necessities, processes, etc., which significance is thus for the first time placed within their field of vision. See, here it is. Take a look. The whole art consists in doing this so skillfully that everyone will be convinced that the fact is real, the process necessary, and necessity correct, etc. Now, all propaganda must be popular, and its intellectual level must be adjusted to the most limited intelligence among those it addressed it to. In other words, consequently, the greater mass it is intended to reach, the lower its purely intellectual level will have to be. And this is the best proof of the soundness or the unsoundness of a propaganda campaign. Does it appeal to the lowest common denominator in society? Congratulations, your propaganda is working. Now, the art itself, the art of propaganda lies in the understanding that emotional ideas of great masses and finding the way to the attraction and the events to the heart of the broad masses. It is a mistake to make propaganda many-sided, like scientific instruction, for instance. There's only one spear point. That's all you need. Now, the receptivity of the great masses is very limited. Their intelligence is small, but their power of forgetting is enormous. All effective propaganda must be limited to a very few points and must harp on those in slogans until the last member of the public understands what you want him to understand by your slogan. The function of propaganda is not to weigh and ponder the rights of different people, but exclusively to emphasize the one right which it has set out to argue for. Its task is not to make an objective study of the truth, insofar as it favors the enemy, and then to set it before the masses with academic fairness, its task is to serve our own right, always and unflinchingly. Source on that? Adolf Hitler, Mein Kampf, 1925. Folks, we're being propagandized in this country beyond belief. Remember, Saddam Hussein was an evil man. He was part of the axis of evil. My goodness, he might even have brought down the Twin Towers. 70% of this country, after the media was done with them, and their selectively worded polls were put out in circulation and responded to, and they collected the data, 70% of this country actually believes Saddam Hussein had something to do with 9/11. How dangerous is the media and its disinformation? Gone are the days, folks, and for different and varying reasons. I've heard some people say that, well, you know, in the media, you know, they're just kind of grown like mushrooms and shoved into a job and they just act accordingly. No, there are journalists out there that have their own journalistic thoughts. They have free will and they have their own ideas. Part of being an investigative journalist is not just to find out the who, what, where, when, and how. It takes a nose for finding truth and fact. And if you want to say that you're an objective journalist, but you don't delve into the facts, and you carry one side of the paradigm, and you present that to the people as fact, what do you think's going to happen? It's like the old adage. Remember when computers came around? They're talking about programming, and people couldn't figure out why they were getting absolute nonsensical garbage out of their computers. That's because you were putting nonsensical garbage into the computer. That's why you were getting it out. Same way with the American people and what they're constantly being fed. You have a defective opinion out there because people are not given the real facts or not told at all. It's just, man, I just, this was sent to me, by the way, for Citizens for Truth and Freedom right here in Austin, Texas. And I appreciate you folks for sending this. And it was in a tri-fold 8.5 by 11 little mailer here. It was sent to me, and I appreciate that. On the front of this, it was kind of interesting. It says that those who begin by clothing a personal lust for power and revenge with the staggering deceits and oversimplifications of totalitarianism end by defeating themselves. There can be no genuine stability in any system which is based on evil and weakness in man's nature, which attempts to live by man's degradation, feeding like a vulture on his anxieties, his capacity for hatred, his susceptibility to error, and his vulnerability to psychological manipulation. Such a system can represent no more than the particular frustrations and bitterness of a generation of men who created it, and the cold terror of those who have been weak or otherwise unwise enough to become its agents. It cannot long endure. By the way, that was by George F. Kennan, America and the Russian Future, Foreign Affairs magazine, back in 1951. Folks, they're so scared. They're afraid of the truth. This is why this is so dangerous. This is such a dangerous time in this country. Because everybody is either totally outright controlled, or they're so politically correct that they don't want to walk out, and they perceive the enemy's strength as being so great that if they tarry past that line, that somehow they're going to be ceasing as a human being, that they might end up dead or they might end up jailed or whatever the case may be. And there is some truth to that. But you know what? Five people stepping over that line is easy to deal with. But when you have 50,000 crossing that line, what are they going to do when they're outnumbered? Bad boys, what you're going to do when we come for you? What are you going to do? See, this has been the problem. And I have said this until I've been absolutely blue in the face. Absolutely sick of saying it. But I'll say it again. It is in the numbers, ladies and gentlemen. It is in the numbers. The key to the success of getting this country back on the derailed track that it's on is in the numbers. It is about getting the factual information out to people. Quit playing the politics. Quit doing that. Quit playing politics with the truth. Those combine like oil and water. They don't mix. Truth and politics? My God. Was there once a day in this country that that was actually the thought, that we have honesty and truthfulness in government? Yes, at one time it was. But we as a people have to share part in that responsibility. And rather than rolling over and saying that, well, the monster that we let create itself because we stood up and did nothing is too big and too powerful, we can't do anything about it. Oh, woe is us. Defeatism is an ugly thing. It is the ugliest disease on the face of this planet, in my estimation. Just incredible. So make up your mind, folks. First off, have you had enough? Have you had enough of hearing the bad news? Well, if you've heard all the bad news and you've still not done anything about it, have we wasted our time? I've been harping on the point of bringing new people into this freedom movement for years now. For years. Then it's not so boring. Then it's not so mundane because there's fresh new faces and energy coming in. There is nothing more satisfying to me than to watch the light bulb go off over somebody's head. Somebody that gets it. And isn't that what we're supposed to be here for? Isn't that what we're supposed to be trying to do, is disseminate the information? That's my job, folks, is to disseminate the information and to make as many people aware of what's going on. I will not sell the American people short. I will not undersell them. A very innovative, a very industrious group of people, very smart, given the opportunity to review the facts. They come up with the right decisions. And it can be done again. But a lot of you have given up on your fellow Americans. Too bad. We'll be right back.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth. Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aronizer. The Aronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste-bud-busting gel you squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
We'll take one more call, but first I want to remind you, AustinTollParty.com next Thursday evening, blues harmonic legend James Cotton will be playing with Jimmy Vaughn. And this is a fundraiser for the Double Tax Toll Roads. Okay? We're going to try to put an end to the tolling roads we've already paid for. The must-see event of the year will be also have very special guests, awards, and/or prizes, and more. You can go to austintollparty.com to purchase your tickets, or you can buy a ticket via phone. The area code's 512-371-9926. And you can go to also www.gettix.net, or you can buy your tickets at any Pinky's Wireless around in and around Central Texas here. So take advantage of that. And if you forget austintollparty.com, you're familiar with our website. That's right, rbnlive.com. We have a little banner right at the top of the page on the left-hand side on the main web page. So take advantage of that, folks. Let's roll up our sleeves and have a little bit of fun over a good cause. It's going to be a great evening. I'll be down there. I just love to watch Jimmy Vaughn play. I saw him with B.B. King last year down here, and it was fantastic. Had a great night. Gabe in San Antonio. Hello, Gabe.
Hey there, John. How you doing, man?
Hi.
Hey, I just want to comment or get your comments on an article that was actually run on InfoWars, and that has to do with the lone Army reservist. Did you hear about him, Sergeant Patrick Hobb, 24, who's the Gulf War veteran that came back?
I heard a few minutes of him on Alex's show.
Yeah, well, essentially what he did was he saw like seven, I guess he knew there were Mexican nationals at a rest stop on Interstate 8 down there in Arizona. And he actually pulled a gun on him and held him at gunpoint and called the Border Patrol.
I had heard that story, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering, there's two angles to this. Okay, the first angle is we see all these veterans coming back doing some crazy stuff, like when the guy from Pantera got shot, and there's been a couple other crazy events that happened with these Gulf War veterans.
Right.
But it's important to know that this guy was not in the Minuteman Project. He was a lone Army reservist, a lone nut, as you would put it. But what were your feelings on people? Would you classify him as a vigilante?
Well, I would first question who this person was. A gate crasher, person that shows up doing his own thing. My first response to this would be, the question I would have to ask, is this guy an instigator?
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, that would be the first thing, because why would anybody, if you've got an effective program running, and you're gaining more and more support because the program you're running is running exactly how you said it was going to, that you follow a certain set of rules, you don't cross that line, you're not there to arrest and detain at gunpoint any individuals, you're just reporting, you're the eyes and the ears for the Border Patrol so they can do their job more efficiently, why would you go waiting in the middle of that, waving guns around and break up that party? I would suggest that he's a gate crasher.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking. The other you know, point I think is important is, you know, these corporations and these contracting companies, they really rely on these illegal aliens because, you know, it's cheap labor.
Absolutely. I mean, what we're doing in this country is, and we are destroying our very standard of living. I mean, it took us years and years and years in the setup that we have nowadays through unions and organizing and doing all this stuff to get fair treatment and fair wages out of employers. I think personally the unions went way past that point, but what you're doing right now is you're destroying a base, a way of life, the way of earning a living in this country. We set the highest standard of living for anybody on the face of the planet. Now they're coming in and undercutting it, and who benefits? Oh, that's right. The
corporations
business.
Benefit.
The corporations and the businesses benefit, and it's actually destroying the very model that we were so good at building in the first place. Hey, Gabe, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. That'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with you Monday with another edition of the National Intel Report.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
no matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.